Have you ever felt like you're the only one left standing for God, for the gospel, for Israel? Elijah felt the same way. I alone am left, while God had 7,000 others he couldn't see. In a culture that mocks your faith and pressures you into silence, you are not abandoned, not crazy, and not alone. God is with you, and he has a remnant standing beside you right now. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a great day, whether you're sitting on that couch having a cup of coffee or you're driving into work. Today is going to be an awesome day. You know, it's Sunday. It's my favorite day of the week. We get to go in and worship God, get into his word, and I hope that this little Bible verse and this little bit of scripture pumps you up today. So if you're enjoying these daily devotions, especially this series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, or comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. You may say, hey, I don't know what to comment. You want to do something really risky? Say, I stand with Israel. And just put that in the comments and see what happens. It might be an exciting day for you. Also, want to encourage you to, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You are helping us accomplish our goal of changing hearts so that we change in the public square. And what our concept is if our heart changes, we're going to be better leaders, better businessmen, better elected officials, better fathers, better mothers, and so on and so forth. So thank you for helping us accomplish that goal. All right, so we are in Romans, and our question today is very simple. When have you felt like Elijah, and how might God be preserving more than 7,000 than you can see? So we're going to read a story about Elijah with a J, not Shah, with a SH. And we're going to see that Elijah felt like he was all alone, but quite frankly, there was a great big remnant that was with him. So today it's entitled, Am I Alone? And the answer is, I'm not sure. So let's look at that. Look at the scripture. It says, God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know that the scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? So the context is Elijah's pleading with God against Israel. Sound like today? Sound like any people out there that may be pleading against God against Israel today? Any of those podcasters who are hating on Israel? It says this, Lord, they have killed your prophets. They have torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they are seeking my life. But what is the divine response to Elijah? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed their knee to Baal. In the same way, then, there has also come to be at this present time a remnant according to God's gracious choice. So we're going to say, am I alone? And when we feel that way, we have to ask ourselves, are you sure? Are you sure that you're alone? So let's go back to 1 Kings and read this story. I love this story of how the New Testament, Paul's tying in the Old Testament with the New Testament. And it comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, and we're going to start in verse 9. Then he came there to a cave. This is Elijah. Then Elijah came there to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Now, you may be wondering the context. Jezebel is trying to kill Elijah the prophet. And so he goes to a cave to hide out. And you may be going to that marketplace today, and you're like, hiding out, about not wanting to tell people you're a Christ follower, not wanting to share the love of Jesus with people. You just don't want to get caught by whoever Jezebel is around you. And so this is where Elijah is. And he says, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. He says, I'm all alone. See, Elijah at some point thought, I'm the only one that's holy, righteous, and set apart for God. I admit, it was a little bit of some pride, I think, there. Maybe I'm not going to judge him. We'll let God be the judgment of that. But it appears that there might have been some pride there. So he said, go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great and strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. So here's a strong wind that is breaking apart the mountain. God's not there. Here's this earthquake, but God's not there. After that earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing. So God wasn't in the fire. God wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't breaking down the mountains, but there was just this gentle blowing. After the earthquake, a fire, there was a gentle sound of blowing. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" What if God is saying that to you? If you're hiding your faith in the public square today, what if God is saying, "What are you doing here?" And then he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away." Do you see that answer twice? He says, "I'm all alone." Yeah, God was right there with him, asking him, "What are you doing here?" Didn't he miss the obvious? God's presence was with him, even when Jezebel was trying to attack him. You may feel all alone with the gospel. Yeah, God is with you. You're never alone. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord said to him, "Go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you have arrived, you shall anoint Hazael, king of Aram. And Jehu, the son of Nimish, you shall anoint king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, at Abel-Molah, and you shall anoint as prophet in your place." And he goes through, and we're going to see that God had set aside 7,000. Verse 18, "Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So what's the point of today? When your heart is saying, "I alone am left," you know, as our culture begins to disintegrate, as the world is spinning out of control, as the church is falling apart, as Israel is at times not seeking the Lord, as whatever it might be, all the stuff that we're seeing in Iran, in Israel, in the United States, in Europe, in Venezuela, in Russia, in China, in Australia, all the things we're seeing around this world, there can be some spiritual pride that enters in that says, "I alone am the one left." And the question we have to ask ourselves, are you sure? And God always has a remnant. You're not alone. First and foremost, God is with you. You're not a big deal. You're really not. I'm not a big deal. I'm really not. God goes before us in all things. We're not left alone. We're not left as orphans. God is with us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you go with us each and every step of the way. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your newness of life that you give us today. Thank you for this Sunday that we get to come in and praise and worship you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, you are our intercessor before the Father right now, and we thank you for that. Jesus, you are the risen Savior. Oh, we're so blessed. So God, thank you for not leaving us alone. There's always a remnant, and you're always with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.